This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, there are different departments and categories in our deen. It is important that you and I, we practice upon and we fulfill every one of those categories. For example, we have the category of ibadat, and that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we have muamalat, financial transactions between people. And then we have akhlaqiyat, how to conduct ourselves with people. And in today's talk, I would like to concentrate on this last aspect, which is known as akhlaqiyat, the manner of conduct and the importance of good conduct and good character. Deen ke mukhtalif shobe hain. Zaruri hai hum par ke tamam shobo ke farais کو ہم انجام دے. آج میں اخلاقیات کے اوپر بیان کر رہا ہوں. Our beloved نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in the Quran, اللہ تعالیٰ has mentioned four of his major objectives. اللہ تعالیٰ had said, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Out of those four objectives, one of the objective is وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, to purify people. The ulama have written, purification means to purify people from evil manners and conduct. That is the meaning of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's objective, which is to purify people. And in a hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتِمَّ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have been sent by Allah only to purify and correct people's conduct. I have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify and correct people's conduct. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made mention that the ultimate and the greatest reason for his being a prophet and his objective was to elevate and perfect the moral character of the individual and the collective life of the believers. ہمارے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اپنے امت کے اخلاق کو درست کرنے پر بہت محنت کی, اور نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, میں بھیجا ہی گیا ہوں اس لیے کہ اخلاق کو درست کرنے کے لیے. I've been sent only to correct people's conduct and character. Now, you and I, we are aware with regard to the importance of salat, zakat, zikr. We all regard it as good aspects of deen. But have we ever thought about how much emphasis Allah Ta'ala gives upon good conduct? Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, very famous sahabi. Many a times I have spoken about him. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day sent him to Yemen to teach the people of Yemen. And on the way, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him many, many good advices. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam engaged him a long time. You know, and then, you know, on this occasion, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, while walking him, said, O Mu'adh, لَعَلَّكَ تَمُرُّ بِمَسْجِدِي وَقَبَرِ هَذَا. O Mu'adh, next time you come, you will see my masjid, you will see my qabr, you will not see me. So Mu'adh took it very difficult. فَبَكَى مُعَاذ لِخَسَفِي لِفِرَاقِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ. Mu'adh radiallahu anhu started crying. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Mu'adh, don't cry. إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِيَ الْمُتَّقُونَ حَيْثُ كَانُوا وَعِنَمَا كَانُوا وَعِنَّمَا كَانُوا. The closest people to me on the day of judgment will be those who have taqwa. سب سے قریب میرے وہ ہوں گے جو متقی ہیں, چاہے ابھی ہو چاہے بعد میں ہو. Even if they be now or wherever they are and wherever they are. Right? So this was, and then Hazrat Muaz said, as I was putting my leg on the stirrup to go onto the conveyance, the last thing Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, O Muaz, keep your conduct with people good. O Muaz, jaane se pehle, logon ke saath acche bartao rakho. O Muaz, keep your conduct with people good. Subhanallah, what an amazing thing. Hazrat Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, innal mu'mina liyudrika bihusni khulqihi darajata qaimi layli wa sa'imi nahar. A believer through the means of good conduct reaches the status and gets the reward like one who makes tahajjud salat whole night and makes nafil roza every day. Hum namaz aur roza ko ibadat samajhte hain, akhlaq e hasana ko ibadat nahi samajhte. We regard salat, zakat, zikr as ibadat and good deeds, but to be good with people, we don't regard it as an ibadat. If someone is good in his conduct with people, we never say that ye bahut muttaqi aadmi, he's very pious. At most what we will say, he's a good person, he deals with people nicely. But in this hadith, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, it is like the one who makes ibadat the whole night. That is the reason why we don't give it importance, because we don't regard it as part of deen. But far from being not part of deen, the Nabi of Allah had said, it is like the one who makes namaz whole night. And listen to this hadith that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, مَا مِن شَيْءٍ أَثْقَلَ فِي مِيزَانِ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ خُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. There will be nothing more weightier on the scale of a person's good deeds on the day of judgment than good conduct and good character. My dear respected brothers, can you imagine? Qiyamat mein mizan-e hasanat par akhlaq-e hasana se bari koi cheez nahi hoga. Nothing will be more weightier on the scale of a person's good deeds, on the scale of a person's good deeds, than good conduct and good character. Now one question people ask, what is good character? What is good character? Now normally we will say a set of behavior that defines what type of person you are. What is good character? A set of behavior that defines. So basically the way you deal with people, people come to know that this person is a person who is kind, compassionate, he's like this, he's like that. So that is one of the aspects that is the cornerstone of good character. A set of behavior that defines what type of person you are. That is why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked, what is good character? He gave three qualities worthy of listening. He said, good quality is doing your best to others what is good. Right? The second thing is, do not harm anyone. And the third is, to treat and meet people with a good countenance and a cheerful face, smiling. So he said, ye teen cheeze, these three things are the basic aspect of good character. Let me just say it. Husn-e akhlaq kya hai? To Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala ne farmaya, husn-e akhlaq labbe lubab teen cheeze hai. Dusre ke saath khair khwahi, jo kuch fayda poncha sakte hai, aap ponchao. Dusre ko takleef na ponchao. Aur khanda peshani se logon ko milna. Three things which constitutes good conduct. Be good and do good to people. This is whatever good you can do. You know, once Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told a sahaba and said, it is compulsory upon you to give sadaqah for every joint of your body. Sahaba said, ya Rasulullah, we don't have money to give sadaqah for every joint of our body. Hamare paas kaha hai? We don't have that money. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I'm not necessarily saying that charity is that you give, you know, money as charity. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to help a person cross the street is also sadaqah and charity. To help a person who is lost is also sadaqah and charity. And oh my sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is also sadaqah. To help a person to do this, to do that is also sadaqah. And if you can't do anything, then at least smile to your next Muslim brother. That is also sadaqah. Muslim brother, not sister, bhai. Don't go and do something that he's not supposed to do. So go and smile at your next Muslim brother, it will be sadaqah. Now this is an aspect that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, broadened the aspect of goodness. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, do good, whatever good you can do, bring happiness. There's one hadith that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is no greater good in the eyes of Allah than giving happiness to a believer. Idkhalu sururi ala al-Muslim, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is the greatest good. And let me say one thing, brothers. Many a times you and I, when we deal with people, whether it be commercially, financially, or sometimes even in terms of our conduct, let me just say one thing. Always err on the side of caution. Whenever you deal with people, err on the side of caution. Am I giving the employee less or more? Err on the side of caution. In my dealing with people, am I giving them taklif or not taklif? Err on the side of caution. Always err on the side of caution in terms of doing good to people. Rather, err on the side of caution. So that you might never be a person who oppresses other people. If someone oppresses you, let it be. Mazloom bano, zalim mat bano. Mazloom banne mein to koi wo nahi hai. If you become an oppressed person, Allah won't ask you on the day of Qiyamah, why are you oppressed? The day you do someone bad, Allah will ask you. If someone does you bad, he must answer. You don't have to answer. Right? The second thing is, dusro ko takleef na ponchao. Don't give anyone takleef. Don't give. That's why our Sharia is so stern on this. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said? Don't eat onions and garlic and come to the masjid. Why? Kisi ko takleef ho jayega. Someone will be hurt. Someone will feel hurt. You, through the means of your bad breath, you will hurt someone. And this applies not only to onions and garlic, anything that harms. You smoke. If you are going to smoke away from the fact that it is permissible or not, you are going to give people takleef before you come to the masjid. See that you wash yourself. If you're not supposed to eat onions and garlic because it's going to cause takleef to the next person, anything that causes takleef, stay away from it. Don't give anyone. And then the third thing, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what is khuluq hasan? And this is just a general thing. Do not cause anyone inconvenience. In short, you know, very beautifully, one day was a very great saintly person. I was reading some of his mawa'iz on this particular subject, and he said, he asked a group of ulama one day, they were sitting and said, what is good conduct? And they came to this conclusion, dusro ke saath koi aisa muamla na kare, jisse dusro ko adna takleef ya na gawari ho. Don't deal with anyone in such a way that he is inconvenienced in the slightest. That is good conduct. That is how we are supposed to deal with the situation. So this was the three things. And the third thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, smile with people. You know, Jabir bin Abdullah al-Bajali, what a remarkable hadith. He said, since that time I became a Muslim, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never ever met me, but he smiled. Whenever Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam met me, he was always smiling. Today we frown. We think to frown is an act of piety. We're very serious. Subhanallah, are you more serious than the Nabi of Allah? Are you more pious than the Nabi of Allah? The Sahaba said, we never saw anyone smiling more than the Nabi of Allah. Jabir bin Abdullah Bajali said, every time I met Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whenever he met me, he smiled. Subhanallah. These are the three main aspects. Now, one important point that I will make mention of is, many a times you and I, we make this mistake. We feel, bhai, ye achche akhlaq dusro ke saath hai, family ke saath nahi. We feel that this good akhlaq is for other people, not for the family. Good akhlaq must start off for the family. Unfortunately, there's a situation. You know, I'm not saying it is the right thing, but today, you know, if people, like, you know, young people, when they speak, they sometimes speak to their fiancés, the people who are going to get married to. That time you must see how they speak. That if that woman has to phone, say, why you phone? You should have told me. You should have just given me ishara. I would have phoned you. Why did you make the takleef? Why are you using your airtime? Mujhe phone kar lete. I would have phoned. After marriage, when the wife, bichara, has to phone, she has to phone and say, you know, I forgot something. On the way, pick up these things and bring it. Then what? Then you will see how he starts speaking. You couldn't tell me before. You think I'm faltu? You think I got no other work? You think I'm not busy? I must sit and do all your work all the time. Couldn't you tell me before? Last week Sunday we went shopping. Why didn't you tell me this? That's the way we carry on. But good akhlaq must start from the family. Let me tell you an amazing thing. Dr. Abdullah Arafi Rahmatullah Ali, I had the good fortune of seeing one or two times. He performed the janazah of the founder of our madrasa, Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali. After he passed away, his wife was speaking to a group of people. Mufti Rafi Osmani has made mention of this. Brothers, when I read it, I was just taken aback. She said two things to the family of Mufti Rafi Osmani. She said, "My husband never ever commanded me to do anything. I used to do things out of my own goodness, out of khidmat for my husband, to serve him, but he never ever commanded me." And the second thing she said, "Never in my marriage did he change his tone in speaking to me. Never ever raised his voice." And the actual words from that kitab was this: "Hazrat ne mujhe kibhi kabhi kisim kaam karne ka hukam nahi diya, aur zindagi bar mujhse lehje badar kar baat nahi ki." This is akhlaq. Not once did he command me to do anything, and not once did he change his tone in speaking to me. Brothers, this is akhlaq, that we're talking of good conduct. And you see, there are many benefits. A person whose akhlaq will be good, he will live a good life, and he will be a source of joy for others also. When you good conduct, you yourself will be good. If you are, you know, rotten in your character, you yourself will be bitter. You yourself will not live a good life. Jo shakhs ka jiska akhlaq acha ho, wo na sirf khud khushgawar zindagi guzarega, balki dusron ke liye bhi musarrat ka sabab banega. The second aspect is that good conduct is the means of portraying the beauty of Islam to others. You see, the only way of portraying goodness to others is through the means of good akhlaq. People, other people of faith are not going to see how you make ibadat. Wo aapki tahajjud, wo aapke aur Allah Taala ke darmiyan. They're not going to come see how you make tahajjud namaz. How are they going to find out the beauty of Islam? Through the means of your conduct. It is only in conduct that we can emulate the greatness of Allah Ta'ala's quality, the way we have been commanded, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Emulate the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the only bulan akhlaq hi wo cheez hai jisse hum dusro ko Islam ki khubiya hum bayan kar sakte aur dikha sakte hai. So these two things, good conduct shows people the beauty of Islam, and it also shows and you emulate the characteristic of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many other aspects that I would like to go in, but just to end off with regard to certain things, the ulama have made mention, and it's a very important point, I want you to understand it. The blemish of ibadat can be made right with good conduct. But the blemish of conduct cannot be made right. The blemish of conduct cannot be made right with good, with ibadat. The blemish of ibadat can be made right with good conduct. But the blemish of conduct cannot be made right with ibadat. Let me give you an example of this. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was one day told of two women. One woman, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ya Rasulullah, she is in a neighborhood, she makes a lot of ibadat. But her conduct with the whole neighborhood is not right." Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "She will go to Jahannam if she continues in this way. She made ibadat. Her conduct was not right. That ibadat could not remove the blemish of bad conduct." Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about another woman, "She doesn't make extra nafil ibadat." Understand what I'm saying? Not extra nafil, she makes a farais. But her conduct was very good with everyone. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A good conduct will take her to Jannat." That good conduct was enough to remove the shortcomings of ibadat. Not in farais, but in nawafil. So just remember, this is good conduct. And good conduct, my dear respect brother, shows people the way of Islam. One day was an old woman, in the time of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was going out of Makkah because she couldn't bear the rise of Islam. And when she couldn't bear the rise of Islam, she just wanted to get away from Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she packed her goods and she was taking it, and there was great amount of luggage. And as she was going, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came past, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw her. An old woman, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started carrying her luggage, taking it to the place where she has to leave, Makkah Mukarramah. On the way, she is saying, "Do you know why I'm leaving? I'm leaving because this person, Muhammad, has come and he has brought a new religion and he has brought this and he has created this type of turmoil. And this is what has happened in Makkah Mukarramah. I can't bear it to stay in Makkah Mukarramah. I'm leaving." And then as she was going right towards the end, when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had placed her and put her goods right, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left her, and as she was about to leave, said, "Tell me, what is your name?" Because she now perceived something, because he was quiet all the time. And what did Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said? "My name is Muhammad. The very same person that you were talking bad about, and you were saying that you are leaving because of this." And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "My name is Muhammad," what could she do? He said, "Are you the Muhammad that I heard so much about? If your akhlaq and conduct is so great, let me accept Islam." And she accepted Islam. Never mind other examples. I'll give you an example here in South Africa. It's something that was very widely publicized in the social media. The present deputy judge of the Constitutional Court, when he was being interviewed with regard to his position, and they said, "Tell us something new with regard to it," while he was being interviewed. So he said, "I want to share one incident." He said, "When I was studying, I could afford the study. I was given a bursary, but I couldn't have enough money for my family to be looked after. So I went to a Muslim businessman by the name of Musa. I think he was in Ikopo, right? And he said, I told him, this is my situation. He said, go ahead, I will look after your family." Every month he used to give the family money. He said, "When I came back, you know, I wanted to go and pay him." This Muslim businessman said, "You don't need to pay me. The way I have done good to you, you do good to others." He made mention of this in his interview, and while in his interview, he started crying. He said, "That man showed me goodness which I will never forget for the rest of my life." Why is that? Because akhlaq changes people. And that is why it's so important. May Allah give you that tawfiq of understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.